Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolongong Mustangs head football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs. An outstanding win Thursday night against Collinsville. 30-24 was the final. Coach, just your thoughts of that game.
Yeah, it was a great high school game. You had two highly competitive programs that both sides played really tough football, and I was just glad to see that our kids kept fighting, and we fought through some adversity and just kept going and got the job done last night.
Coach, you mentioned to me last week you had to establish the running game. Had over 200 yards of rushing attack and over 400 yards of total offense, and certainly that gives credit to your offensive line doing their job.
Yeah, I mean, our offensive line, last year there were five new starters, and we go back to last year and look at last year's film, it's like night and day. We gave up, several sacks last year and had a lot of hurries, and we weren't able to run the ball at all last year. And this year, we had zero sacks, and we were able to establish a run. So that gives us a winning formula, and that's what we knew we had to do going into the game.
Talk about maybe some of the highlights of that game Thursday night. Of course, Collinsville tried to come back, scored two late touchdowns, but fell a little bit short. But you got to give credit to that defense hanging in there.
Their offensive line is one of the biggest offensive lines I've seen. As a matter of fact, I was comparing it to my 2010 offensive line that was huge. And I got to give a lot of credit to our D-line because they fought and just kept fighting and gave our linebackers a chance to make tackles. I was looking at the tackle chart today. One linebacker had 19. The other one had 15. We had an outside linebacker that had 13 tackles. So without those guys doing their job up front, those linebackers can't make those tackles. So it was just a credit to them up front to keep fighting and give our linebackers a chance to make those tackles. And, we had one big goal line stand down at the end, red zone stand, where we kept them out of the end zone. And that was a huge factor in the game. If we don't stop them there, we're probably looking at overtime or maybe even, getting beat. So huge out of our defense.
Next up for the Mustangs is against Skytook, another tough non-district opponent for the Mustangs. What do you know a little bit about Skytook, and what's your keys to the game against Skytook?
Well, we know just from the scrimmage that we watched that they're very physical up front. They like to run the ball. Vance does a great job over there of getting their kids to play extremely hard. And we know, next Friday night when we go to Skytook, we're going to have to do some of the same key things. We're going to have to stop their run game. We're going to have to eliminate turnovers on our side of the ball, and we're definitely going to have to be able to run football again next week because, that's in high school football, and I've been doing this for 24 years now. If you can't run the ball, you're not going to win. And, especially in late November and early December, you have to be able to run the football to win games.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you against Skytook on Friday.
Hey, I appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.